Jesus said to the man, "Go, your faith has made you well. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. Have you ever read a book or watched a movie and thought, "Well, that was just very entertaining, nothing more," or "I really enjoyed that"? Maybe you even thought it was funny and whimsical, but then later, as you reflected on it a bit more, you realized that it was about something much more. For me, a book or a movie like this is The Chronicles of Narnia. At first glance, it's just a wonderful children's story, but then as you think about it more and more, you can see that the author C.S. Lewis, on a much deeper level, is explaining something different, the core doctrines of the Christian faith. But it does not have to be a huge thing like Narnia. Think of fairy tales, just stories on the surface, but underneath stories which contain a much deeper meaning and message. That is what we have going on in our gospel reading for today. At first glance, just a standard healing story of Jesus. But in reality, our Lord, through this narrative, is trying to convey something much deeper to us, his followers. This is the story of blind Bartimaeus. Today in our gospel, we hear the story of blind Bartimaeus. Although this is a simple healing story, it is much more than this, as it concludes a whole section of Mark's gospel and prepares us for the next section, where our Lord Jesus Christ will meet his end, his passion and crucifixion. A few weeks ago, we read Mark chapter 8. You've got to think back a lot of weeks with me here, where Jesus restores the sight of a blind man. And you might remember this story because it takes Jesus a few tries. He spits on his hands, and the man says his vision is blurry, so he tries again, and finally the man has sight. Then we read Mark chapters 9 and 10. This part of the gospel, over the last few weeks, also talks about blindness, but it is not a physical blindness, but a spiritual blindness. The disciples, Jesus' closest followers, just can't seem to understand who he is or anything about this new kingdom that he is bringing into the world. You will recall that Jesus has to rebuke Peter. He says, "Get behind me, Satan," for Peter denies his death and resurrection. Then we read a little bit on, the disciples argue among themselves, who is the greatest? And then, of course, last week, I assume Father Bob preached on this, as we heard about the two brothers, James and John, and they're arguing about who will sit at Jesus' right and at his left. The disciples are just not getting it. They are spiritually blind. Then today we have another story. We have blind Bartimaeus, as it is famously called. Another story about blindness. So what is going on here? Our Lord, the text tells us, is just leaving the town of Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd. And on the roadside, there is a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, we are told, hears that it is Jesus who is passing through. So he calls to him, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." People, we are not told what people, tell Bartimaeus to keep quiet, to keep it down. So what does he do? He shouts even louder. He says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus then calls Bartimaeus over, and he asks him the question, the same question that he asked to James and John last week. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man simply says, "Give me my sight." And Jesus responds with a simple answer, "Go, your faith has made you well." And then we are told that the man regains his sight, he gets up, and he follows Jesus. At first glance, it sounds just like another pretty standard healing story, doesn't it? But what is really going on here? At this point in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord's earthly ministry is quickly coming to an end. He is headed towards Jerusalem. His ministry in Galilee is over. He is headed towards the cross. The story of Bartimaeus is about the physical healing, the blindness of a man, but it is also about our Lord and what he does for all of us and calls us his disciples to be. Our Lord is on his way to the cross, and he is trying to cure the souls and the spiritual blindness of the disciples before he gets there. And as we have seen over the last few weeks, this is no small or easy task. This is not just a story about healing, but it is about faith and what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Let's look now at some of the details. Bartimaeus shouts at our Lord, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Bartimaeus, the blind man, knows who Jesus is and what he has come to do. He is physically blind, but he knows who Jesus is. He can see Jesus for who he really is, the Son of God. Bartimaeus is blind and cannot see a thing, but he knows Jesus. He knows that he is the fount of healing, and so he shouts to him, and ultimately he is given his sight. He knows that Jesus is the one on whom he must call for help. The disciples, on the other hand, as we have seen, cannot see Jesus. They do not understand Jesus or what he has come to do on the cross. They are the blind ones. This story is full of irony. The blind man sees, and those who have sight are blind. We are told in the text that Bartimaeus shouts to Jesus even louder because people in the crowd are telling him to keep it down. But Bartimaeus, although physically blind, sees the truth. So he does not keep quiet. He shouts louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He has found the truth, and he proclaims it louder and louder for all those around him to hear. Bartimaeus is vulnerable, helpless, and suffering in the society in which he lives, but he is determined to reach after the truth which he has found. We too, as followers of Jesus, must continue to reach after Christ, regardless of what the world says around us. Bartimaeus does not keep quiet about the truth that he has found. He proclaims it and says it louder and louder. He is a good example for us all. We, of course, would be remiss if we did not talk about faith. Bartimaeus, the text tells us, is made well because of the faith that he has in Jesus. His faith that Jesus is the promised one of God. He believes that the future promises of God are a reality in the here and now in the person of Jesus Christ. His faith is his spiritual sight. And for the spiritual sight that he has, Jesus grants him his physical sight. The last detail of the story is very interesting. The man regains his sight and he follows Jesus, we are told. Up to this point in the Gospel of Mark, you might recall that each time that Jesus has healed someone, what does he say to them? He says, keep it quiet, go away in secret. But not this time. Bartimaeus is healed, and he gets up, and he follows Jesus, and he proclaims the gospel. Now that Jesus' time on earth is coming to an end, the gospel must be proclaimed. We who are here today have been touched or healed by our Lord or encountered him in some way. We are not to keep that to ourselves. Rather, we are to proclaim that healing message to the world around us, to all whom we encounter. So what does this mean for all of us as disciples of Jesus in the here and now at the Church of the Ascension today? In many ways, the Bartimaeus story is all of our stories, and he is a very good example that we can learn from. In many ways, it is a story for those of us who are already disciples of Jesus. It is a story of warning for us that we are not to be blind to the world around us and how God works in it. We as the church can sometimes be spiritually blind, and this story of Bartimaeus calls us to check ourselves, to not become too puffed up like the disciples. Bartimaeus, though blind, has faith and recognizes Jesus for who he is, God incarnate. He calls to him for help and mercy, recognizing that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He is healed, and then he follows Jesus and proclaims the message. Bartimaeus is whom we are supposed to be as disciples, one who approaches God who is the truth, praises him, gets touched and heals, encounters him, and then after having that encounter with the Lord, he takes him to the rest of the world. This is supposed to be our life as Christian people. So this day I would encourage you to take the gospel, to take your own encounter that you have had with the Lord. Perhaps it is something miraculous like the healing of Bartimaeus, or simply encountering our Lord day in and day out, in the everyday, in the mundane, or in the church, or in the simple things in life. Take that encounter you have had, whatever it may be, share it with others, and invite them in as well. Speak the truth in the world, as Bartimaeus did. Proclaim the gospel. So my brothers and sisters, Go out into the world sharing Jesus with all whom you encounter this day and every day. Amen.